A new partnership in Guelph is aiming to better support youth whose mental health and substance use challenges have made it difficult to succeed in a traditional classroom. The Upper Grand District School Board and the Canadian Mental Health Association of Waterloo-Wellington are launching a new Care and Treatment Education Program, or CTEP. The program is designed for students in grades 8 to 12 whose need for treatment is greater than their need for academic support, meaning therapy and stabilization come first alongside continued learning. CMHA Waterloo-Wellington's Director of Services, Krista Siblin, talks about how this program came to be.
Well, actually, we have a number of classrooms already. So we've been working together with Upper Grand in several partnerships over the years. And some new funding came our way in regards to substance use and youth. And so it made sense to take a piece of that to connect with the Upper Grand Board to develop another, we call it a classroom or another program, specific to substance use and mental health disorders.
The program will operate out of the Grove Youth Wellness Hub in Guelph and brings educators and mental health professionals together in one setting. Students can continue working towards school credits while also receiving therapeutic support for mental health and substance use challenges. Officials say this kind of integrated model can make a major difference for youth who might otherwise disengage from school entirely. Jennifer Miles, manager of children's services at CMHA Waterloo-Wellington, says programs like this recognize that learning can't happen when a young person is in crisis.
You can imagine how substance use can interfere with a youth's ability to attend school, to complete their schoolwork, etc. And for many youth who struggle with substances, they lose touch with school altogether. So this was our hope to build a program that creates a bridge to get youth healthier in terms of substance use and mental health, but also back to school, which is such an important piece of their development as young people.
Support inside the program is designed to be flexible and individualized, with care plans built around each student's needs, strengths, and goals. The overall aim is to help youth develop the skills and stability needed to eventually transition back to their home schools. Miles says that tailored approach is key to long-term success.
It's going to be individualized because it's such a wide age group, grade 8 to 12. We have a team of people, including clinicians and support coordinators, a mental health worker who will work alongside teachers and an EA, to develop a plan that works best for each individual student. Some students have only a few credits to get through their schooling. Others have very few credits, if any. And so we have to build the program to balance that. But they also have to develop the skills to move forward with recovering from their substance use and mental health issues to be able to have a sustainable attendance in a classroom.
Siblin adds that families who are struggling should know help is available and reaching out early can make a difference.
Help is in their community with CMHA, with CADS. There's a number of resources that they can access. They can always call here 24/7 and they can help direct them depending on what their needs are.
The program will serve students in grades 8 through 12 with referrals going through CMHA services. I'm Paul Harriet reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.